when you think of an American pop star, each one has a brand. It's not just Katy Perry, it's Katy Perry Incorporated. But apparently, branding is an American thing. Cece Marie just moved to the U.S. from Denmark with her songwriting partner, Christian Luke. She's trying to make it as a pop star in the American market. They spoke with producer Gabby Watts about their adjustment to the American music industry and how it's not exactly like Denmark.
That branding thing is also something that's really new to me because we don't really have that as you do over here. So I went to like a branding expert and stuff like that over here, which was like something really new to me.
What did you learn there?
Just to kind of be aware of what people are thinking of me, just when I step into the room, what do I want people to think of me and what do I want to put out there and just different stuff where, you know, you don't really think about, or I didn't, you know, I was just doing my thing. And then of course, people are looking at you in a certain way and you're like, oh, that's really how you see me, you know. It was fun.
So branding's an American thing more with music?
With artists, I would say it is. It's not something that we, you know, we're really aware of back home. Like, and the pop culture is just different. Like in Denmark, we like our pop stars to be more like everybody. Doesn't it make sense? Like we like them to wear kind of the same clothes like everybody's wearing and not being really like diva-ish and, you know, where over here, you're allowed to express yourself a little more, which I like.
Are there some elements of yourself that you are harnessing into your brand?
No, it's just something that, you know, that you choose, that every time you step into the room, this is kind of the vibe that you want people to get from you, mm-hmm. You know. That's what it's all about, but, you know, so people can see that you're different from the other singer, pop star, whatever.
Yeah, so what sets you apart?
Exactly. And it's just something that you know, and then when you're aware of it, you will put it out there.
It's one of those things where you can sit here and talk about it, and it all sounds so corporate in a way, because it seems like we live by rules. But when you go into the world, or into a world like this, dealing with corporate people, Cece is forced to think about stuff that everyday people don't think about, which is what clothes do you wear, how do you act, and how do you want to be seen. But to be a happy person, I would say, you really have to forget all those things.
But to be honest, yeah. After a while, it just becomes natural. And mm-hmm. That's the whole point in it, that, you know, you shouldn't think of all this stuff all the time. You go crazy. Mm. So, you know, nobody is telling me what to be and what to wear or anything. That's my own choice. And that's the same with the branding. Nobody told me this is your brand. I just had to think about what is my brand, because it's already here. I just have to be aware.
Yeah. And when you go like, I feel like cutting my hair, you have to think about what does it communicate when I cut my hair. You can still go and cut your hair, but you have to think about it, where somebody else would maybe not think about, you know, making your hair blue or something. Because you're a brand yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. So, but something that you will get really aware of when you come to the U.S. and you're doing music is that it's so much more than music. You know, there's so much into this pop world than just the music.
And it seems that from what you're saying, that that's a more American thing versus, you know, in Denmark, where it was more about the music.
Mm-hmm. And it's also because it's really a deep cultural thing. You know, your celebrities over here are really on a pedestal, if you can say that. You hear a lot of people go, oh my God, can you see who's by the table right there? Oh my God, oh my God. Where in Denmark, it's more like, there's that guy, he's famous. I'm not going to talk to him because he's already getting too much attention. You know, we kind of have that vibe as well. And as Cece said before, in Denmark, you must remember, we're 5 million people. You're 6 million people in the metro Atlantic area. So that automatically just generates a ceiling in the way we perceive things. So it's really appreciated in Denmark when pop stars are kind of like reachable. It's like, hey, he's just one of us, but he's also good at making music. So you see a lot of pop stars in Denmark wearing t-shirts, you know, being the everyday guy that just happens to be able to sing. Where over here, it's more like...
It is an industry, and the industry is totally different, because it's like... Yeah. there's so many people around you who want to make money, you know, and you have to be, when you're like a pop star, you have to be able to, like, of course, write your music, produce the music, sing the music, perform, but also to be an actor in a movie, be a model, do like campaigns, all kind of things where, you know, we don't have that in the same way in a smaller scale with, you know, some of our artists, but not really, right?
Yeah, yeah, but you don't see a lot of artists in Denmark going like, I've made this much money, you know, and people would sing about that over here, right? If you did that in Denmark, some people would go like, what is he doing?
We have something we call Jandelår, and you can actually look it up. It's like 10 different laws. It's just a huge part of our culture where, you know, you can't be better than the other people and we are all equals and we are all the same. And of course that, you know, you can see that in the pop culture as well.
I'm stone cold in a world unknown without you by my side. You are my fire burning with devotion. Please keep me warm tonight. Like a
Is the reason that you came to the U.S. was because of the larger market that is here, or, you know, what were your main reasons for coming over here?
I would, of course, because I, you know, had the offer of coming here, and I really like your beautiful country and people here. And then I will say, as a person, as a artist, I think the market is more suitable for me here, to be honest, because I like to express myself. I like to wear whatever I want to. And, you know, I have so much passion where sometimes that can be a little too much for the Danish market. So I'm just ready for the world, really.
And more concrete, even as you just mentioned, you know, she was offered a contract over here due to a lot of work she had also been doing before in a period where she lived over here. And it's one of those things where, should I leave something that is really working for me, being in Denmark, playing shows, being played on the radio, or I got this offer, maybe I should try and go for it.
And I worked for it, you know.
Of course.
In many years.
That's why you got the offer.
Yeah. All my music is in English, and of course that's because, you know, I wanted to do something else than just the Danish market. And, you know, I traveled a lot. I played a lot of shows over here in China and other places in Europe. So, yeah, my goal has, you know, been this thing for like many years now.
And did you kind of have to completely uproot what was going on in Denmark? Because I feel with, you know, we have a very global market now, and that a lot of music, you know, rappers often don't even, or like MCs don't even meet each other when they're doing a song together. So can you still sort of work your sort of Danish market as well while you're here, or do you feel a separation between what you're doing and what you have to do now?
I feel like you have to be where you wanna make it. That's why I'm here, because of course it'd be easier for me to sit in Denmark and go out, do shows and all that stuff. I'm still doing a few things. I just did a big like TV show in Denmark. And of course you can collaborate, and I did that before with people that where I was not in the same room. They're in a totally different country. So of course you can do that now. But to go into a new market, you kind of have to be there. And that's why a lot of Danish people and people from Europe fail to do this like American dream thing, because they are like, they like the comfort of being at home, being in their home country. And then, yeah, I have this dream. I want to go to the U.S. and pursue blah, 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 whatever. But nothing really happens. It's hard work. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I don't know anybody here. I have Christian, you know what I mean? You know, and of course, I meet so many great people here, like, especially in Atlanta. I've been to L.A., New York, and all that. But especially Atlanta, you are like, you really feel that Southern hospitality, which is awesome. But of course, when you have a dream and you want to pursue something, you know, it's just, it is hard.
Oh, all this back and forth is just getting old. I don't want to be here anymore. We're the shortest story ever told. Oh, I don't know. If it's only me that thinks we haven't grown. But baby, it's you that haven't shown me anything. I guess what I'm saying is I'm done. I'm
And so it was your contract that brought you to Atlanta specifically?
Yeah, because my company is here. I started to work with Jan Smith. She's like a vocal coach, working with Justin Bieber, Usher, and a lot of different people. And she showed my stuff to the label that I'm on now. That's why I'm in Atlanta. And there's, Atlanta is a really good place to make new music. It's kind of, you make the music in Atlanta, and then after that you go to New York and LA, but it's a really good place to create new stuff. And a lot of other artists come to Atlanta to do that because you have great studios, and the studios are a little more open, I would say, which mean that you meet a lot of rappers and singers and songwriters, like really successful people, and the vibe is just more open. So, hey, do you want to jump on this track? Yeah, do you want to, which is a little different from, or at least that's my experience from LA and New York.
And so what's your day-to-day like now?
It really depends, right? Like some days it's all about going to the studio, writing songs, recording. Other days it's about photo shoot. Then we are coming up with ideas for like the music videos. And of course we're starting to do a little like the interviews and stuff now as well. So it really depends, right?
Yeah, there are like, sometimes you're working on a specific project that really takes up all your time. Of course, in our house, we got set up a studio so we can always record. But then there are all the other pop star things that Cece has to take care of, but, you know, just by, you know, going to the gym, doing her yoga and all that stuff, which is important for her. Then, as you said, it's like, it really depends. Sometimes you're really focused on a new song where you put all your energy into that, but it could also be a new creative idea, like doing a small TV show with Cece, or should she play this concert or not?
Going to acting class.
Going to acting class. Yeah, you started doing that. Yeah. And
you know. Oh, that's so funny. Why do you have to do? Well, I guess you were saying that, you know, you have to be everything now.
Yeah, because you get like opportunities. And if, you know, I love to do new stuff, but I really want to know what it is that I'm doing. So I'm not going into anything without, you know, knowing what I'm doing. And of course, I've been doing like a lot of modeling and stuff back in the day. So I'm really used to the camera, but to say something is something new. It's nice. It's fun. But it's definitely something new and different.
So with your music that you're making now, is any of it being released, or is it just kind of your... making music and providing it to your label? And have you said what your label is? And
I am on an independent label, and the owner is a lady called Melinda Danzel. So she's the one that I'm working with, and then, you know, then you go to the big labels and then you release it. And nothing has been released yet because we are holding everything back, and I'm not playing live, which I really miss, before the first American single. But we are going to, she's working on the feature on the song, and hopefully we're going to shoot the video like in a month, and then cross my fingers, in 2 months this first single will be out, and depending on everything, hopefully the EP will be out in like half a year, or I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Everything is a little more slow here than what we used to. I'm used to like writing the song, doing the video, putting it out. But the process is different.
As we're told quite frequently, the music business is a marathon and not a sprint. And what Cece also is saying, that we've made a lot of songs and we've already decided on the first single, and it's all those small things like getting a rapper on it, doing the music video, all that stuff needs to be done before it's released. But the good news is there is a song, there is a plan. It's just about seeing when it's coming out. So we just gotta be patient.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I see you drifting. Like a lonesome satellite.
That was Cece Marie and Christian Luke talking with producer Gabby Watts. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
Empty bottles, bridges are burned.
told me that the party died, but tonight we bring it back.